Welcome to Nourish and Align with Candace Nichols, the podcast for women over 40, where we empower and educate you to enhance your physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Each week, we'll dive into topics like nutrition, somatic movement, healing trauma, and embracing your fuller self. Join me and our inspiring guest speakers as we explore the important journey of perimenopause and beyond. It's time to nourish your mind, body, and spirit, and walk in your true alignment. Been a while, and I'm hopping on actually because I need to apologize for the longer hiatus. And I wanted to give context and reason for what actually happened for me and why I have not posted regularly. So as you all know, that this is really a passion project for me. Doing this and having this platform was created to just give women education and empowerment, so that and listening to real life stories that help encourage us. Because it's all about you becoming your own health advocate. I mean, that is still such a huge passion thing for me. And also to just understand how the body works in concert with each other. It's not just focusing on my body. It's not just focusing on my mind. It's not just focusing on my soul. And how all of these things actually work together for whole alignment and nourishment, etc. So as you can hear, I am quite passionate about it. But the reason why I hate this, and I want to apologize because it's really been a long time, is that life also happened. And that's going to be sort of the focal point of what I want to talk about today, is that life happened for me. You know, my mom had to go in for surgery, and she lives with me. So that's also part of, you know, like driving to the hospital, picking her up, going to visit her. Then my daughter's school unexpectedly closed, and at the end of the third term, which means we were left for anxious grade four, and we were left to figure out what are we going to do for the final term and running around to figure that out and fix that. And then, like, as you know, this is passion project. So I have a day job. I have work I need to do. And I got busy. I got caught up in my roles. I got caught up in my functions. I got caught up in my responsibilities. And I go into fixing mode and busy mode. And I know many of us do that. Women, especially us in this age, we become our roles and we become our functions. And I got caught up in that. And when things slowed down, I stayed there. I stayed stuck in my role and in my function. And for some reason, I found that I couldn't move myself out. And I sat there for a while just to process also. And it's good. I think this is also part of my message, is sometimes it's good to pause. Sometimes we need to pause and take stock. And as the weeks have gone by and I realized, hey, you haven't posted anything. Hey, you haven't said anything. Why aren't you? You know you like this. You know you're passionate about this. Why aren't you moving in that space? And I struggled. I struggled to move out of, I think it's a freeze response sometimes. I don't know, because it was a lot. There was a lot happening in my life over the last few weeks. And I took time to process and to figure out what is happening. But I realized also that the only way I got myself to move again was when I did something, when I moved. But you know how long it took me to do something? You know how long it took me to make the step or take the change or pick up a microphone and record or open Canva and create a post? Go and read an article that I found interesting. And so I want to honor and give value to all of us in this space, because I am not a social media influencer that's portraying the perfectness of life. I am not someone who says I do all my advice consistently every day, because that would be a lie, and I am not here to do that. And to just be real, because as women, we get caught up in roles and functions, and it can be exhausting, and we forget to move out. We forget to reflect, to pause, reevaluate, and figure out our next. I just wanted to say it's okay if you're in a pause to be there. Breathe, take in what you need to take in, and then decide what is the move I need to make to get me out. For those of you who just started into a pause, as you're just going through a life stress or a life challenge, it's okay if you can't meet the other demands of your life right now. And that's my encouragement. It's okay to take a step back. And then when you are ready to move out again, to take one step to move you back into your passions, into your purposes, into your dreams. I was sitting and having quiet time this morning and just reflecting. And something that came to me was expectation. And it stood out because I realized that with all the things happening, disappointment had crept in because things are not going the way I anticipated. And I had lost my expectation for bigger things. I had lost my expectation for the dreams I'm carrying. And so, yeah, if I can leave you with anything today is to be encouraged that you are not alone and that you, I see you, I understand. But do not lose your hope and expectation for what is next, for what can be, and do not let disappointment drown you to the point where you can't see how you can move out again, how you can find a way to embrace life and joy again. And so that is my encouragement. And then as the episodes come again, I'm going to be contacting people this week who can hop on as guests again to talk about latest research or what's happening to help us nourish ourselves, our bodies, our minds, our spirits. But I also found an interesting study that was conducted now, and I'm waiting for those results to actually be published. But the neural network or the nervous system around the ovary is quite extensive. And where we used to look at the ovary as just our eggs declining, you know, menopause, our eggs are declining, the quality is getting weaker, we need to do more of this, or, you know, we need to think about hormone replacement, blah, blah, blah. These scientists did imaging on the ovaries and they compared the ovaries of a young woman, like 23-year-old, and someone going in the menopausal stage, the midlife stage. And the nervous system around the older woman, the amount of the fight, flight, and fright responses around the ovaries of an older woman were much more highlighted than a younger woman. And so these scientists were saying, we now know that the ovarian system, our brain and nervous system are all interconnected. There is no separation. And I think that is exciting for me because it's something I always believed. We cannot separate our bodies into functions. They are all interconnected. And as we support all of those places, we become whole. So yeah, I thought that was very exciting. Let's see where that goes. But I think it's promising because I really believe when we look after all aspects of our health and not just, you know, it's not just about my body, it's not just about my emotions. It's about this integration of all these processes, and we need to start recognizing and looking out for ourselves and having grace for ourselves because, you know, life does happen. We get sent curveballs that we have to grow through, and it can be daunting and difficult, but there's hope, there's encouragement, and we are allowed to dream again. So, yeah, I'm excited to sort of be back and having stepped back into the space. A very short episode, but it was just to let you know that I do apologize and that I am busy curating some guests to come on and have a talk about the stage of life and how we can align. And once again, ladies, it's not just about nutrition, even though that is my core area of expertise or research or knowledge. I am going to incorporate some more other whole body movements and other discussions because they all, as we now know, are interconnected to our whole body functioning, our whole body health. Anyway, if you are listening, and yeah, have a good day, have a great week, and I'll chat to you soon. Bye.